either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حردا أو تكون من الهالكين قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, inshallah, just to continue with Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention here in verse number 85. The children are actually describing the condition of their father. So all of the children are speaking of how the father is. And they said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ. So all of them said, by Allah, you will not stop remembering Yusuf. تَفْتَأُ means you will not cease, you will not stop. تَذْكُرُ Yusuf, remembering Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said that you are remembering Yusuf all the time, and if Yusuf is not in front of you alayhi salam, there is a possibility حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَدًا that this will affect your health, أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ, or that it might even give you death. So the sons are actually describing the condition of their father. That Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam was continuously remembering Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam all the time. All the time. So the sons were telling him, pacifying him, Abba, what is this, you know? Any shock, trauma, difficulty, pain that comes to you, generally we see that by the passage of time, you know, 1 year goes, 2 year goes, then slowly that person will come back to his own self and he will continue with his life. He won't be stuck at just one point remembering that person so much. So it's been now many, many years, they are saying, Abba, but every time we speak to you, there is only one thing you talk about, Yusuf, Yusuf, Yusuf. What is happening to my Yusuf? Where is he? So the sons are saying, Abba, you know, this might affect your health. It is affecting your health. And if you are not careful, this can even take your life. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. This is what they said to the father. Now here the scholars have mentioned that generally you will find insan, the name insan also comes from nisyan, that he can forget. So there is this tendency in a human being that he can forget the past. But then sometimes you will find that a true lover can never forget the beloved. A true lover can never forget the beloved. And the beloved stays with him day and night all the time, 24 hours. And you see this in many, many people. The example that comes to my mind is our beloved teacher who passed away, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, the teacher of nearly all of the scholars in the UK, America, Europe, Africa, many parts. Ustazul Kul, the Mujaddid of his time. Whenever you hear his lecture, any bayan, he will most definitely talk about his Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, in every bayan. Subhanallah. Years have passed. Whatever the topic that he talks on, he will talk on that topic, he will move around, and then he will bring his Sheikh, Sheikh Zakariya, his teacher who taught the students Bukhari Sharif, a great Sheikh in India, and he will say, I remember Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya talking on this hadith, saying this, saying this, saying this. So in the terminology of the Zakirin, this is known as Fanafish Sheikh. Fanafish Sheikh. Ajib. All the time. Remembering his Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya, Rahmatullah Alayh. All the time. Subhanallah. And if you recall, our Muazzin who passed away, Musa Bhai. And so Musa Bhai was a man who we knew, and a great man, a unique way of giving adhan. And since his passing away, I've had the opportunity. I say this only as an example, mashallah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I speak with Khala, the wife of Musa Bhai. She's an elderly lady, mashallah. We have family connections. And sometimes when she's on the phone, all the time, do you remember your Muazzin? How was the Muazzin? 24 hours, the wife is only talking about her husband. And I would say, I said, Subhanallah, what a lovely wife. Oh, what a lovely wife. A woman who wakes up every day in the morning to pray 4 to 5 paras, even in her ill health, for the isale sawab of the beloved husband. Who does that today? Night and day, and every time she phones, she's just crying. Oh, you know what, I can hear him here, I can hear him there. Where do you think he is? And the same story, she just goes on and on and on, and wow, true love. Subhanallah, true love. You know, a husband that loves the wife and the wife loves the husband. Subhanallah. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you know, get married to a woman that is wadood, that truly loves you. Truly loves you. Loves you not for your wealth, your personality. Loves you for who you are. Bas. Mera husband. Meri biwi. Bas. Truly. And very few people actually get that share in this dunya. I'm sorry for the people who may not have, you know, this relationship that we talk about. But many a times you will find that the lover is madly in love with the beloved. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, during his khilafat, there was a lot of heat that came out from his stomach outside. And he would talk about this to the family. So some of the companions said that, you know, we should call the physicians, the doctors, the atibba, and the Hakim that were there, and they came to diagnose the situation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And they said that this man is in love with someone and is craving to be in his company, and that is why there is this heat inside him coming out. Allahu Akbar. How many people can understand that? And so he started to cry. He said, if it was not for my family pushing me, I would not even call the atibba, the doctors. But the truth is, every day and every night I wait that when will I meet my Nabi? When will I be reunited with my Nabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Such was the love and true love for certain people in this dunya that even after death, Allah Pak did not part them. That even after death, they are closely in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Siddiq Akbar is just there. That when you have to give salam to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one out of respect has to give salam also to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And we see that. We see that all the time. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he could not settle in Madina Munawwara. It was very difficult for him. And he left everything. He was the muadhin of the masjid, most loved. He left everything and then he was in jihad fi sabilillah. He was in Syria. And at the time of death, the wife was sitting close by and she was crying. And she was saying, "Wah, Bilal, oh, you know, my husband, he is departing." So he opened the eyes and said to the wife that, "What makes you cry? Why are you crying for? You should be happy that your husband tomorrow will be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." And that is true love, my respected brothers. True, true love. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the same thing. Such love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives him the qabr, the grave, the qabr. You know, today we all have this desire that we should be resting in the Muslim cemetery somewhere. Some people say we should be in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama, and death comes where Allah wills. But imagine, is there anyone greater than these two companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq, for their reservation to be close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sleeping with him until the day of Qiyamah? Subhanallah. This is the love. And then, my respected brothers and elders, another Nabi, like how Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam loved Yusuf alayhi salam, and I'm going to explain that why, and that why he would talk about Yusuf alayhi salam all the time. Every Nabi that came in this world, every prophet from Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi dearly loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But one messenger whose name is Isa alayhi salam, in the modern world they call him Jesus. What is it? Jesus. Nowadays there's a lot of talk about Netflix showing this movie about the Messiah. And they don't name him as Dajjal that is coming, but they call him the Messiah. And so we know that there were the two Messiah that people were waiting for. One is the true Messiah and one is the false Messiah. And so, according to the scriptures, the Jewish scriptures, when the true Messiah came, they took him to be the false Messiah, and that is why they wanted to get rid of him. And then when the false Messiah comes, they will take him to be the true Messiah. But the one who dearly loves Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a man whose name is Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was prepared to be the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you imagine that? What a man from a level of being a Nabi, from a level of being a Nabi, that he is making dua that I must have a connection with this great Nabi. And Allah's Nabi is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the last Nabi. There's no Nabi to come. He is prepared that I will be the Ummati, not the Nabi to come, but I want to follow this Nabi. And all the arrangements are made divinely. Subhanallah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we talk about fate, we talk about taqdeer. At the same time, Allah is taking a test of the people at that time. That what will they react to this situation when Isa alayhi salam comes in this world and he shows them the miracles. And then for his dua to be fulfilled, Isa alayhi salam is taken up. And then when he comes down, he will come down as an ummati. And at that time, you know, we are so much worried about what is going to happen with the elections and what is happening, you know. Don't worry, inshallah ta'ala. A time will come even when Isa alayhi salam comes, what will happen? 100% everyone will be people of Iman. Everyone. That time is still to come. Everyone will be 100% people of Iman. And so this is life. It goes up and down in my life. You will see something in my, you know, our children, they will see something. That generation will see something else. Who knows? Wallahu alam. Allah can show somebody right now something. So Isa alayhi salatu was salam, also true love. Imagine such love that he had, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him down and he will put on the ihram and he will do hajj and he will perform salah exactly like how we perform salah, and he will be the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a true lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be sleeping next to Hazrat Umar Farooq. Where will he be sleeping? In the hujra of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where he will be sleeping. And so that is why on the day of Qiyamah, when the hujra, Madinatul Munawwara, the rawza that will open up, it will open up with Huzur alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq. In one narration, it talks about Hazrat Bilal also to be with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, the children were saying, all the time you are thinking of him, all the time you talk about him. It's when you love someone deeply, and that is it. And that is why you will find certain people that love Allah so much, so much, so much, that every breath they inhale the name of Allah. Every sas they take is only Allah. And they learn this very important, you know, this art of doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every time it is the name of Allah. And we see people who love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have not seen Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi went to the cemetery and he was praying dua for the people that have passed away. All of a sudden, he stopped and he says, Subhanallah, I am remembering my brothers. I am remembering my brothers. Ikhwanuna. Sahaba says, O Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? He says, no, no. Antum ashabi, you are my sahaba. You are my sahaba. But I am remembering my ummah that will come later on, who will bring iman upon me and they will love me without seeing me. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, how will you recognize them on the day of Qiyamah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, imagine, you have horses and all of the horses are black in color. But then with all the black horses, there are certain horses that have got this white patch on the forehead. A black horse with a white patch on the forehead. and this white band also towards the feet. Will you recognize that horse? They says, of course, from amongst the black horses, we will definitely know that this is our horse. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, my ummah, the people that I have not seen, because of the wudu, they will be noor on their faces, on the forehead, feet and the hands because of wudu, and I will recognize them that these are my followers. That they are my ummati. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually remembered us, my respected brothers and elders. And so we see also Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in his sakarat. So she is crying as a daughter, crying. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam called her and said, Fatima, whispered in the ears that, why are you crying? And she said, O Nabi of Allah, because of how you are. And he whispered in the ear and he said something, and all of a sudden she started to smile. Everything just changed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave her some glad tidings. She eventually spoke out to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, Fatima, don't cry, because from my family, when I depart from this world, you will be the first one to meet me. You will be the first one to meet me. And that is what had happened, that 6 months after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also passed away. And so in this world, my respected brothers, because we love things that are connected to this world, now materialism. Today, if you don't have your mobile phone, you know, especially our youth, it's like as if, you know, oxygen has been taken away from them. They can't breathe. Why? Because of that attachment with the mobile phone. They can't do without mobile phone. Subhanallah al-Azim. Who you truly love in this dunya. So this beautiful verse in which the sons are saying about Ya'qub alayhi salam. Why is Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam remembering Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam in this manner? Later on in the next verse, he says something very amazing. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That my complaint is not to you but to Allah. My anguish, my grief, the takleef that I have, that is only for Allah. I am only putting my complaint forward to Allah, not to you. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I have knowledge that is from Allah, what you don't know. What you don't know. So he was now always thinking of Yusuf alayhi salam. Why? Because Ya'qub alayhi salam was a Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him such knowledge, nobody else was given that knowledge. Do you remember that Yusuf alayhi salam had seen a dream? Right in the beginning, do you remember? He said, I saw the sun, the moon, and the stars, they prostrated and they did sajda to me. We talked about this right in the beginning. Ya'qub alayhi salam knew that the interpretation, the meaning of this dream has not materialized. And he knew that although Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is nowhere to be found, but he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. And one day all of his sons will be reunited with him. So he was very, very anxious. Very anxious. And so the ulama have mentioned here that in this ayat-e kareema, where the scholars have mentioned that my grief and my huzn, and what I know, you don't know, that is the knowledge that is given to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives that to the common man who has iman, Obviously not at the level of a Nabi. A Nabi has got connection by revelation. But here what it means is that yaqeen, that conviction that a person has, that anything that happens, this person has got so much faith, yaqeen upon Allah, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can remove my situation. And he has complete faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this condition, my respected brothers and elders, is something that is very, very important. To have that level of yaqeen, that everything only happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there are certain people in my ummah, certain people in my ummah, that when you look at them, it's like as if these are people who the world would not value or the world would not show respect to. But in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their status is so high. The words that have been mentioned in the hadith is amazing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ. That if that person for some reason says a qasam or takes a qasam, and he says, for an example, wallahi, I take a qasam that this mountain should be moved from here to there, for an example. Such is their status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would fulfill and accept their qasam, whatever they would say. Subhanallah. And why and how does this position come to a person? That in his heart, mashallah, he has this complete reliance, complete tawakkul, that anything that happens, happens only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes what happens, that when the situation becomes very intense and difficult on a person, then at that moment, a person will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be looking for things that are pragmatic, things that practically he can do. And the needle of the heart sometimes is pointing towards insan, that maybe if I go there, maybe if I go there. When at that time, subhanallah, at the crunch of that moment, a person should immediately turn to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can give him relief. There is one hadith which is in Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi's Sahih Muslim. Allah give jazai khair to this great muhaddith Imam Muslim, who has dedicated one entire chapter of an incident that occurred with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And I mention this because the same words have been mentioned by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this individual. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Umar, that Umar, you will meet someone whose name will be Uwais ibn Amir from Qarn. And he will come with a group of Yemeni men to you, and you will meet him. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described everything about this man. Allah's Nabi said that this man was suffering from leprosy. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa. And there is only one small mark that is there, bas, to the size of one dirham. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him cure. This man was a true lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And can you imagine, he was only 28 years of age when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara. How old was he? 28, young man. And his desire was to become a sahabi. And he loved Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam so much that he would be updated with every news of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When during the battle of Uhud, it was informed that Allah's Nabi was injured and one tooth was made shaheed, he could not stop crying, and for weeks he was crying, that why this takleef given to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he could not come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know why, my respected brothers? The scholars have mentioned, because the mother was not well and the mother needed his assistance all the time. And if he was to go to Medina Munawwara, then who is going to look after the mother? And he was not prepared to give the mother to anyone else. He wanted to look after the mother. And so because of that, he did not come to visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. And he said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, in another narration, that it will be only two companions that will meet him. One is Hazrat Umar Farooq and one is Hazrat Ali. And so he was 28 years of age. He did not come. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Umar Farooq that, Umar, when you meet him, and he said to Hazrat Ali, give Uwais the salams of your Nabi. Allah's Nabi is giving him salam. This is the barakat when people look after their elderly parents. When people look after their elderly parents. This is the barakat. Imam Muslim has dedicated one chapter. And a man who wanted to be a Sahabi, he could not be a Sahabi. But can there be a greater honor that a man like Umar Farooq is told that when you see him, tell Uwais to make dua for you and for my ummah. Now, don't get the wrong meaning. It does not imply at all that he is higher in status, aliyadhu billah, than Hazrat Umar Farooq. Not at all. Hazrat Umar Farooq is Khulafa'ir Rashid, a man of great honor. After Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Hazrat Abu Bakr, then Hazrat Umar Farooq. No Sahabi is at the level of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar Farooq. But this was to show the status of this man. That tell him to make dua for my ummah, tell him to make dua for you, O Umar, and tell him that his Nabi is giving him salam. Subhanallah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about this man and said that Uwais Qarni of my ummah, Allah has blessed him with such yaqeen that لو أقسم على الله لأبره, that if he was to say anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept his qasam. Whatever he would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept. And so subhanallah, we see that here again, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam, because he was a Nabi, his son had seen a dream, and he knew exactly what was happening, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam must be alive somewhere. But that knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now furthermore, what does he say to his children? Ya Bani, O my sons, idhabu, look all of you, go, fatahassasu mi Yusuf, and go and search for Yusuf. Go and search for Yusuf. Now the time is coming very, very close, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, will want to reveal to them the truth, to all the brothers. So he is saying to the sons that, look, I want you to go and search for Yusuf wa akhihi and his brother. Go and search. And obviously the brother, they knew that he was with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. This is an amazing statement. And he as a father is saying to his children, and never ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah Pak. Never lose hope from the mercy of Allah Pak. Now for 1 minute, think about this, my respected brothers, that the man who is afflicted with tribulation, with this imtihan, ibtila, is the father Yaqub alayhi salam. People are supposed to give him comfort, that worry not, nothing will happen, don't lose hope or whatever. Look at his iman, that he is the one who is afflicted, but he is giving hope to other people. Usually what happens is that someone who is suffering, you will want to speak to him in a way by, don't worry, inshallah, there is khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything easy for you, don't worry. But here, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi, Yaqub alayhi salam is mentioning this, and this is a very important lesson. My respected brothers, today you will find people, they lose hope in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why, my respected brothers? Because they haven't got the connection with the masjid. They haven't got the connection with the Quran. They haven't got it. Today we are losing everything. Why? Because our youth are not coming to the house of Allah. You don't expect the well, water well, to go to that person who is thirsty. Pyasa kuwe ke paas jata hai. Kuwa pyaase ke paas nahi aata hai bhai. But our youth today, you know how they are. Oh no, you know, if you want to catch us, you catch us where we are playing snooker, in a hotel, have a bayan, food must be done, this must be done, in luxury, there you will catch us. By when you have no respect for Allah and His masjid and for the Quran, then Allah closes the doors for you not to enter the house of Allah. Allah forgive us. And all of these things what we are witnessing now is why? Because of this. Because of this. How many youth, how many people know what is the Quran? How many people know? Maaf karna, lekin main to tabliq jamaat walon ko bhi kehta hoon. I have been an imam in this mosque here. How many people going in the path of Allah 40 days, 4 months, even sit in the majalis of the ulama? Forgive me, I am your brother. And when your brother tells you the truth, one should accept it. Accept it. This is how we lose the ummah. This is how we are losing in this world. One by one, when you don't listen to the Quran, when you don't listen to this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar Kabira, my respected brothers, then everything will be lost. Don't expect that, you know what, people will come to you and push you here. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to be of those who are humble and you come to Allah. And this is what the Quran says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ. And that person who turns away from the Rasul after Allah had given him hidayat, he was given a madrasa, he was given a good upbringing, he was given the right environment, he was living in a city, alhamdulillah, where hidayat was there. وَمَنْ يُشَاكِكِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ. After when Allah had opened up all the avenues of hidayat for them, and then he broke away from the sunnah, the Rasul. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he started taking the path other than the path of the mu'mineen, the Muslims. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Allah will not allow him to come close to him. Allah will keep him in that position. وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And we will throw him in Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. So my respected brothers and elders, Jannat is not cheap. We have to do a bit of Qurbani. And until we are not educated of what the Quran is telling us, that is why one of the names of the Quran is called Furqan. What is Furqan? Furqan means that the Quran teaches you what is right and what is wrong. When you listen to this, you will know what is right and what is wrong. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah. So he said, oh my children, go and look and don't be mayus, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only those people lose hope in the mercy of Allah who are people of no faith. Who are people of no faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Obviously what has happened recently, in fact, just yesterday, obviously after the general elections and the Muslim community had, you know, great hope. But alhamdulillah, whatever Allah wills has happened. And sometimes you'll see that the mood is a bit down and what we expected we did not see. And it did not, you know, transpire. But subhanallah, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a few things that we need to take from this. And these are lessons from the Quran, very quickly just to put in front of you. Number one, my respected brothers and elders, understand that as Muslims, we don't fear anything and anyone except for Allah. This is something very important. Sometimes shaitan puts you in this mode of fear. Oh, what will happen now? What will the future be like for us? What will happen? This will happen. This will happen. No, bhai. Our iman has to be very strong. Number one, we don't fear anything or anyone for that matter. We don't fear the conservative party, not at all Mr. Boris and things like, and those guys, you know, anybody like that. We only fear who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our attitude. That we don't fear no one, but we fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. And number two, my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his Nabi to make this alan. To make this alan. Alan means to make an announcement. And this is a verse of the Quran. Qul, O my Nabi, say to the people, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. No musibat will come to you except what Allah has decreed. And Allah is watching everything. A believer is so precious to Allah, it comes in the hadith that if a thorn was to prick him, what? A thorn was to prick him, that Allah will do kafara and compensate to his sins. That even a thorn, and in fact in some hadith it comes, that even if you put your hand in your pocket looking for something, and you realize that it's not in this pocket, but it's in the other pocket, this taklif, this unrest that you've had, even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and it will be compensated. This is how merciful Allah is to the people of Iman. So Allah is saying to us that this dunya, taklif will come, but only that what Allah has decreed. Worry not. Huwa maulana. Allah is saying, remember, huwa. It is only Allah who is our maulana. And what is maulana? What is maulana? Our master. Who is our master? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our protector. Maulana means also our protector. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And Allah is saying that those who rely from the people of Iman, they should only rely and have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something very important, my respected brothers. Understand the Quran, alhamdulillah, whatever happens, we are always never losers. We are never losers. Because who do we have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there was a man who was a great individual. He owned this garden in which there were many fruits, plantation. And He said to his slave, go and get for me one pomegranate. So he loved his slave. So the slave got one pomegranate for him and gave it to the master. The master says, no, I am going to make sure you eat the pomegranate. I will serve you today. So he cut the pomegranate and he gave it to the slave. So the slave ate from the pomegranate and he left a small portion of it. Then the master says, I will also eat now. So when he ate from that pomegranate, it was bitter and sour. Bahut kadwa. So he said to the slave, you didn't tell me that it is so sour. And you were just eating it as if it's very, very sweet. You know what he said? He said, master, all your life you have been sweet with me and you have only fed me things that are good. Today, once in a while, if there's something that is sour and bitter, do you expect me to complain to you? Allahu Akbar. So our ulama say, look at Allah who has given us health, wealth, every blessing for us to come to the masjid, for us to perform salah, all the ni'mah and the blessing. Sometimes if things don't go how we want it to go, then that is the decree of Allah, because Allah is Al-Hakim. Allah is Al-Hakim. And one beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah says, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the people of Iman should say, why should we not do bharosa, tawakkul? Why should we not have reliance upon Allah? وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. And it is Allah who guided us to the right path. Allah is the one who guided. And whilst we are on the right path, if there is any kind of takleef, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. We will do sabr of any takleef that comes to us. وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. Subhanallah, we will do sabr. And so my respected brothers and elders, mashallah, when you look at the tafsir of the Quran, there is so much that a person can take in, and alhamdulillah, by listening slowly what happens, you will see that it will improve his inside, and that will have an effect to his outside also. Internally will improve, and externally also will have an effect. And so alhamdulillah, in the days of fitna, at least what we can do every day in the morning, read 7 times, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Inshallah, by doing this, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. MashaAllah, dua kirli. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين